Welcome to everyone. Can you hear in the back? No, it's okay?
Yes.
Should I make volume a little high or is it okay? Thank you. So in the schedule, it says time for the teachings. And what? What it means by teachings? Teachings means something grown in your heart, not in the memory, because probably in the memory, all of us know, what is good, what is not good, how to be. But when it comes to be, more often, memory is very far, and we remember after something has happened, we are very wise to say, I should have done like this, not like that. So probably life cares about teachings which grow in the heart, not as long as they are in memory, probably, like we have to say always, I should have done differently. After, when we become wise, after we have done something, and then we say that, I should have done it differently, this way. So teachings means time where we will like to really grow in our heart. And that means not only I will be speaking, that means also you have to cooperate with me. Otherwise, this will be the case of memory. If I'm only speaking, that means is only memory growing, and memory is not like good enough for the life. So what I mean to say that when I am speaking, there will be things maybe you don't feel appropriate with. So maybe to really clarify those things. And so that is like more a kind of like dialogue, not a speech. So I think, if you just do that, that will be very, very helpful for me to, in between asking if you, because of my pronunciation, as you know that I'm Indian, so my pronunciation is very different. Many times there will be difficulties, so please feel free to interrupt me. And I'm here with a book by Kabir. Kabir is a sage who lived in Varanasi in 15th century, and people will come to him, and he will be singing, and through singing like try, you know, some kind of growing in the heart through the singing, that's what he was doing. And he was a man who didn't go to school, like, you know, he was not able to write, so that's what he can only sing. So people really remembered, and then later they collected his words, and later they are in the form of a book. And the book is in Hindi, so certainly first I will be reading in Hindi, and there you have to be very patient, because I guess that you will not understand Hindi, and that is also very good for me, because I can take liberty to translate the way I want, you know. So also, you know, just to see this point that I might be misleading, you know. So so maybe I go in the book. And Kabir singing, मैं कासे कहूँ को सुने पतियाए फुलवा के छुअत भंवर मर जाए गगन मंदिल बिच फूल एक फूला तर ओ डार ऊपर भी मूला ज्योतिये न बोइये सींचिए न सोई डार पात बिन फूल एक होई फूल भल फूलल मलिन भल गांधल फुलवा बिनस गो भंवर निरासल कहें कबीर सुनो संतो भाई पंडित जन फूल रहल लुभाई. Kabir describing
life, as flower, and at the end he's saying, Pandit Jan Phul Rahal Lubhai. So probably, like many times, we age. We can call ourselves as seeker, you know, like for now, for just explaining this. And later, you know, you can change into something else. So saying, Pandit Jan Phul Rahal Lubhai. People who are sensitive enough, they are attracted to life. Means, like many times, looking at ourselves, we feel, you know, why my parents are not interested in meditation, you know, why my friends are not interested in meditation, you know, why they put off phone when I talk about meditation. You know, what is there in me which makes me interested what I am doing, and what is there in them which doesn't make any interest in this? And Kabir is answering this, he's saying, Pandit Jan Phul Rahat Lubhai. Like, only after a certain sensitivity, this love appears. Love for flower, love for life appears. So he's saying that probably because of having certain sensitivity, we really have to come to dusty India, you know, like just be put up with dust and, you know, so many kind of like out of the airport, the taxi wala's telling, you know, today there is strike, so you cannot go straight, and you know, you have to stay in nearby hotel and pay like some big amount. And really, like a big question come, you know, why I'm in India, you know, like why I'm in India, where people only cheat, not only, you know, also something else. Certainly, like, you know, at that time this question comes, and still, like having many, many difficulties, still we feel fine, like somewhere, you know, there is something fine with it. And so Kabir is really saying that Pandit Jan, you know, probably certain kind of sensitivity to life is found, and that needs to be grown, you know, that needs to be given food and all other necessary things. And probably this is why we are able to accept, you know, all this cheating, not teaching, you know, also teaching, you know, as well as dust, you know, and train is not on time, you know, 6 hours on the platform. And later they said, he's 2 hours more late. So all these things we really somehow manage because of this one thing, because Kabir is saying, Pandit Jan, you know, there is something, some sensitivity grown towards probably towards life that comforts are not so important as to really go for that. And now he speaks. He's saying that like he's addressing flower for the life and addressing flower bee for for the life of comfort, we can say, or for the life of like maybe we can call today life in reality and life in mental reality, like these two words. And Kabir is saying that when I speak to people about life of reality, they don't seem to be listening, you know, because probably I think in the beginning, when life of reality is realized, it seems, you know, it's like, it's so simple, it's so easy to, you know, it's like in 1 minute, I will be able to explain to people, you know, like that, you know, it's so simple, you know, you can just turn like your little bit and suddenly this life of reality will flow through you. And actually, only when you start talking to people, then you understand how difficult it is to understand. Like then, because you have understood already. So, but as soon as you start talking, then you see that people nod their head, they say yes, but there is no change of behavior, you know, like everything stays same. So this is where Kabir is saying that, like it's really so easy to be with life of reality, but as long as life of reality is not realized, will be understood from the like life of mental reality. And actually, What is mental reality? Mental reality means a conditioned way of understanding, like, you know, probably in computer, like we can say, having a software system, like a software system is really good to act through that system only. And if you put something beyond that, it doesn't work. So similarly, mental reality is really good to understand within that realm and not beyond. And probably life of reality is not conditioned, you know. Life of reality means probably, you know, if we can have a computer which doesn't need any software system, you know, and works, probably so far we are not able to have that kind of computer which works without any software system. So life of reality means having that, and life of mental reality means conditioned way of understanding. So Kabir is saying, I really try to speak to people, but it's so difficult. It's really, like for him, you know, saying it's so easy, but for people it's so difficult because they really understand within the realm of mental reality understanding, and this is why it's so difficult. And it seems that they understand, but they don't. Gagan mandil bin ful ek phula, tar bhaudar upar bhau mula. He's talking about a space where life of reality is realized. So like a experiencing the like space of mind and in the space of mind, you know, there are few things allowed, but not everything, you know, like, you know, few things you will accept, but not everything. So it's like a smaller space. Then also we have experiences of space of heart. Like when you are in space of heart, it's like many things are accepted, you know, it doesn't disturb so much. So that means different kind of space where like more acceptance is there. And now he's calling third kind of space is called Gagan Mandal, means probably the space where you can bring everything, you know, like it's no problem, like so saying, like in that kind of a space, in very, very wide space, there is the flower of life in reality felt, And this flower happens to a plant which has roots up and branches kind of like down, means this only happens inside us, inside this bigger space than the heart space. And once that space and flower is found, then trust in mental reality realm really dissolves, and trust there grows. जोतिए न बोइए सींचिए न सोई डार पात बिनु फूल फल होई. एंड सिंस दिस फ्लावर इज नॉट ए फार्म फ्लावर सो सेइंग सर्टेनली डजंट नीड एनी वाटर, doesn't need any plowing, doesn't need leaves and branches, only feeling comes. And probably from the feelings we know that feeling come and also they go, but not that kind of feeling, like the feeling come and really stay, really not to go. So Kabir is saying, life in reality happens like a flowery feeling, and it comes not to go. फूल फल फूलल मलिन भल माथल फुलवा बिनस गो भंवर निरासल. एंड वंस flower of life in reality blossoms, then flower of mental reality dissolves, because that can manage by that only. So then there is no like a conditioned way left to live through. Kahe Kabir, suno santo bhai, and Kabir is saying that people who really are trying to look for life in reality, certainly there is a different kind of sensitivity to life, and this is why seeking happens. This is why life of comfort is not as important as life of seeking. And only through that sensitivity growing, this another kind of space within is found. Like where like life is not reasoning anymore. Like life in reality is not reasoning. Life is in reality is not reasoning, but something else, you know. This is how I could say now, because I was trying to say something, but it's very difficult. So, like, I will just be with that. It's not reasoning, but something else. So, if you have any questions, please. What is that?
Experience feel like.
If you live in reality?
Yes.
Uh-huh. What is that experience feel like? Kabir was saying it feels like flower, you know, flowery, blossoming, you know. Then I can go in the second poem as well as. I think it will work. And second one he's singing, Jolaha Veenahuho Harinam. जाके सुरनर मुनि धरे ध्यान ताना तने को अहुठा लीना चरखी चारो वेदा सरकूटी एक राम नारायण पूरन प्रकटे भवसागर एक कठवत कीना तामे माड़ी साना माड़ी का तन माड़ी रहो हो माड़ी बिर ले जाना चांद सूर्य दुई गोड़ा कीना मांझ दीप क्यों मांझा त्रिभुवन नाथ जे माजन लागे श्याम मरुरिया तीना पाई के जब भरना वे बांधन को रामा वा भरती हूँ लोग कहीं बांधे कोई न राहत ओबामा तीन लोक एक करिगह कीना दिगमग कीन्हो ताना आदि पुरुष बैठावन बैठे कबीरा ज्योति समान. Since Kabir was born in family of weaver, so certainly he know how to weave, and so many of his examples are also from the weaving. And here he's saying, Julaha Veenahuho Harinama. So if you know like cotton, there will be like a seed in middle and cotton like the kind of cotton will be around the seed, and in order to make thread from the cotton, those seeds needs to be taken out, and is really very, very I think very fine work, you know, you really have to be taking all of them without losing any fiber of the cotton, you know. And Kabir is saying that if you want really to be in the other space he was referring in the earlier poem, is really good to like a see the fibers of of life really questing life very deeply and certainly through this questing and cleaning the fibers of life, like he's saying, meditation will happen. And how is that possible? Because generally, we question until a certain extent, and then we let go of questioning. We really come back again to the belief system because that seems easier to sleep in order to sleep. And if one really keep on questioning, probably sleep will be lost. And in place of sleep, meditation will happen. Like Kabir is saying, that if we really keep on questioning, keep on really not allow the belief system to take over, certainly we will find life so spread, so vast that that vastness will be meditation, you know, like we will find in a very, very vast space, and that will be meditation. And with this, like he's saying, with this questioning, don't be very tight, don't be very loose. Be like a, like in order to weave, like the threads are neither very tight nor very loose. You know, they have to be certain, like exact tightness as well as looseness at the same time. So saying certainly, together with questions around life, if you can be not very tight, not very loose, like this space of meditation will be found. And another thing he's saying that another thing we need is the trust. And patience, because certainly so many, you know, there are so many fibers that if trust is not there, you will lose the momentum. So this is why he's saying trust and patience is very important in this opening of fibers. And this whole world will be the playground where you have to open the fibers of life. And Kabir is saying, from this opening of fibers, certainly a sense of knowing will be there, but as soon as you want to put your knowing into words, Kabir is saying, you know, it will be almost impossible. Kind of like, really, when somebody asks, you really know that you know. But when somebody asks you to put into words, Kabir is saying, will be almost impossible. And Kabir is saying that falling in this space will be like everything included, nothing excluded, and still not possible to speak about it. And probably meeting meeting with life will be in the form of light, probably light will be felt there, nothing else, and sense of blossoming as well as sense of knowing and left without words. So Kabir is saying, you know, that's how that will feel like. To join delight or to join reality, life in reality. So if you have any questions, please.